This is Alpha Charlie 8 Sugar. AC8S in Port Huron, listening on the LaPierre repeater.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Oh, nothing heard. Alpha Charlie 8 Sugar, off and clear.
Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Bill.
Zero Echo 2 India Hotel Papa, monitor.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KV8RE mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KV8GDK, KV8OE. KF8GFL, monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
KF8GFL monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KF8FGF. This is KF8GDA.
KF8GFL monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
This is KF8GBB monitoring.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KF8GBB monitoring.
This is KE8LAX monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Station calling. It seems like maybe you didn't key up long enough. Go again. This is KE8LAX. Nothing hurt. KE8LAX monitoring.
This is KF8GBB You reading?
Was that KF8 Golf Bravo Bravo? This is K8LAX.
Roger that. How are you doing today? Nice to meet you.
I'm doing well, just sitting in the work parking lot. Got about a half hour, figured I'd turn on the radio. How are you today? Weather seems fairly nice.
Yeah, I'm doing well, just outside tinkering with the truck on the HT. I got a little rooftop antenna here on my truck, just seeing how it can reach. I'm out close to Fowlerville here, so happy to be able to reach the Duran repeater.
Copy, Duran repeater. I'm coming in on the Mount Clemens repeater. So you're making a pretty good jump. I really like this system.
Do you happen to know the repeater info on that Mount Clemens repeater? I know this is part of a link chain, but I wouldn't mind looking that up to see what all we're connected to here. Over.
Well, the frequency is 147.2 with a positive offset and a 100 PL tone. But you can look up all the information on the W8CMN website for the VHF, the VHF link. It'll tell you everything that's linked up and where they're at.
Oh, yeah, right on. I am familiar with that network. I didn't realize this was a part of that, but that's awesome.
The VHF network or the DMR network, it's a nice link, especially for, you know, just being able to talk around the state. I really do enjoy it.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm fairly new to the art here, to the hobby. Got my technicians and then the general license maybe about a month ago, and just collecting equipment and trying to find my way around here.
Copy that. Which repeater did you say you were connected to? I'm on the website, that's why I was curious.
Yeah, so it's in Durand, in Shiawassee County, N8IES, and that's on 145.290.
KF8PHJ. Yeah, I see it. I see it there. DHJ, it looks like you came in on Saginaw. Go ahead.
Yeah, KF8GHJ, I was listening in, and I'm also a new ham and trying to understand the repeater system and where it reaches. I was just wondering if you could tell me the name of that website one more time.
Yeah, copy that. The website is w8cmn.org, I believe. Stand by, I'll double check that. Correction. Whiskey 8 Charlie Mike November.net is the website.
Thank you so much, and I'm clear. KF8GHJ.
Copy then. Problem. Have a good rest of your day. I believe it was Golf Bravo Bravo. Go ahead.
Yeah, that website is fantastic. There's a bunch of live cams all throughout Michigan. It's just a great little system that they have set up there.
Yes, for sure. And then on the DMR network, I could be wrong, but I'm almost positive the DMR network is connected by microwave link. So it's not even it's over the internet, but in a self-sufficient way. So if it goes down, the link still stays up. So that's also a really really neat feature. But the DMR system goes all the way up to, I believe there's a DMR repeater in the UP, in the Sulox. But the DMR, the audio quality, a lot of people say it's not the same as P25, but for the price point it costs to get into DMR, it's way better than P25. So for cost effectiveness, I really enjoy DMR.
Yeah, roger that. Is that, you just need a radio that's DMR friendly for that?
Yeah, that's affirmative. You can go on, Baofeng makes quite a few, B-Tech makes some, Motorola as well, if you're a Moto guy. They just a DMR radio. It definitely is a learning curve to learn how to program it and understand time slots and talk groups. But once you understand it, it's a whole lot of fun. And being that it's a digital mode, error correction is a big help. You don't have the static and interference that you would on a UHF, VHF, more predominantly on VHF. It's kind of like a cell phone. It's great audio quality until you are out of the service range, and then it starts to break up.
Well, thank you. That's good info. I just bought a cheap Redivis. I'm not even sure how to pronounce it. RT5 handheld, and it's not great, but you know, I'm hitting the repeater here, so I got a bit better set up for my base station. I've got a Yaesu FTM 510, I think. It's like 50 watts, and I can reach out pretty far there. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure. And it's if you're into, you know, talking to sometimes random people that you haven't ever met, then this hobby is definitely for you. Just as a good reminder, we have quite a few people in the Macomb County ARPSC that really like the Baofeng DM32. Last time I checked, it was $50 or $60. It's kind of like a Chinese knockoff of a Motorola. But it's a pretty good DMR radio, and for a really good price point, and it offers quite a few neat features.
All right, yeah, thank you for the recommendation. I wrote that down. I'll have to check that out. I'm, definitely in the market for something. I'm trying to figure out there's too many ways to spend money in this hobby, so I'm trying to budget myself and figure out which direction I want to go. Currently trying to build myself a beam antenna, but just starting that project, so I'm sure how well that'll go, but that sounds like a fun way to kind of increase the range and just learn more.
Yeah, I personally have not gotten into the HF side of things, but definitely in my list to do at some point in the future. Right now, I just run my HTs and my mobiles, and then I've got my DMR. But the footprint of DMR, our one repeater in Mount Clemens, I can pretty well travel the entire county plus some, and still run on the same. Repeater, but the DMR also offers a roaming feature, so when you get out of range, some radios you can just drive around, and when it detects another repeater within range, it'll automatically connect you. So it's very, very similar to how a cell phone operates, or at least the results of it. But I'm gonna say 7-3s. I gotta get ready to walk into work here. But it was an absolute pleasure talking to you, and glad to see there's new hams coming into the hobby every day here in the state of Michigan. This is KEA-LAX. I'll be clear on your final.
Yeah. Hey, KEA-LAX. Great speaking with you. Thanks for the recommendation, and hope you have a good day. This is KF8GBB73, brother.
Seven threes, KE8LAX clear.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.